Pop Culture Meltdown.
Louis, what's the fun fact I'm coming up with today?
What? I have no idea.
There's only one letter that does not appear in any United States state name. What is it? It's what this episode is brought to you by. There's only one letter that does not appear in any U.S. state name.
Z.
No. Z is in a state name, apparently.
Which one?
Arizona.
Oh, God. What an idiot.
Yeah, Lou took the test. Well, come on. Give me a thing. There's two X's in Mexico.
Right.
There's a J in New Jersey.
Hold on.
Right. There's two X's in New Mexico and Texas.
Q.
That is correct.
Hey, Louie, look at the big
wow, bang. Wow, you
Louis.
Like that? You like that, huh?
Congratulations, Louie. Wow. Welcome to episode number 23 of Pop Culture Meltdown.
20Q.
20Q, look at you, baby.
Episode 20Q.
It's Chris Libertini, it's Sweet Lou Pellegrino, and we're very, very sad again
Arizona.
On this fucking podcast.
How did I miss Arizona?
I don't know. How'd you miss Mexico?
I didn't say X.
Mexico.
I didn't say X.
Oh, yeah, Z, that's a good point.
You dummy.
All right, so that's 50 fun facts about every state in America. And now let's get to a very, very sad fucking thing that happened this last week.
Yeah.
We lost a guy who created many, many,
many, many, many, many, many, many, many, many, many movies.
All right.
enough with my Commandant Lassard impression.
Yes.
Many, 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 many.
Yeah, so listen.
Oh, Punky.
That's a great point. Punky Brewster, tremendous.
Okay.
We lost the guy.
Not George Gaines. He's dead already.
Oh, that would be. I was just going to see if we can book George Gaines.
I think Commandant Lassard has passed away.
It's really sad.
I'm almost positive.
I wonder when they're going to reboot that movie. You always.
I hope they don't.
Why wouldn't you?
Why should they?
Kidding.
Please. Gutenberg, yep. End of story.
Yep.
Gutenberg.
We lost the guy who brought us this.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Hello!
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that! Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die!
Now! Offer me money.
Yes.
Power to promise me that.
All that I have and more. Please.
Offer me everything I ask for.
Anything you want.
I want my father back, you son of a bitch.
That is absolutely tremendous. And you know what I thought it was? I thought it was you sanctimonious son of a bitch. Where did I get that from?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look up that line.
I want my father back, you son of a bitch. I thought it was I want my father back.
Maybe that's a different
you
part of the movie.
Sanctimonious son of a bitch.
Maybe that's another part of the movie.
I don't know. But, well.
Good old Mandy Patinkin. I actually ran into him one day on the Upper West Side. It was, like, absolutely insane.
Did you freak out?
I didn't freak out, but I just thought it was cool. You
it's
know?
Crazy because he looks nothing like that, obviously.
No.
And he's like a mild-mannered dude.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Very, very quiet.
So
guy.
Him playing that role, and obviously Cary Elwes playing the role of
Wesley
/ Dread Pirate Roberts. He wasn't the original Dread Pirate Roberts, obviously. But that just movie is so great. Who are we mourning the loss of?
William Goldman.
Who created this movie.
Yeah, who wrote the movie.
Wrote the movie and also wrote Butch Cassidy and
the
Sundance
Kid,
for
yep.
Christ's sake. So, you know.
Some people will say he created the Buddy movie.
Yeah. So without that, there'd be no Perfect Strangers.
Oh,
there'd be no Odd Couple.
We would
couple.
Never know what Meepos is.
Yeah. Or The Dance of Joy.
Of course.
Hi.
Of course.
But
Balki.
Yeah, Balki Bartokomus.
Underrated.
From Meepos.
Underrated character.
Now, in my opinion, I think they stole Balki from the Golden Girls.
How?
I think he's a female Rose Nylund. I'm being serious. I think he's a female Rose Nylund because she talks about St. Olaf all the time, and he talks about Meepos.
Maybe.
I definitely think that she is a, or he is a ripoff of her.
Oh.
You don't think so? You think that's a little loose?
No, I think it's...
I think without her, he doesn't even get thought of.
No, I think...
Really?
I think it's different.
Her St. Olaf and his Meepos is pretty fucking the
but
same.
But it's... No, but it's...
Simpatico.
But it's not. It is, but it's not. I don't think so. I don't see that as a ripoff. I really don't.
Okay, listen.
I see it as... You have the country bumpkin from St. Olaf and Rose,
right?
From St. Olaf, Minnesota, who's just naive. Balky is new to this country.
And also naive.
And is also naive, but I don't think it's, you know.
But he always told stories from Meepos about a goat.
Right. But
and then she tells stories from St. Olaf about a goat.
No, she tells stories about many things about St. Olaf. Which is, she's still one of the best characters on TNT.
I agree. Entirely.
Don't even get me started on the Golden Girls, but that's another show that might not be created because of the buddy comedy and the buddy movie with, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I mean, it's
a great
just,
point.
It's just unbelievable some of the stuff that he was able to put out and create. So now you have to think about it. We lose Stan Lee.
Yep.
And William Goldman.
Yep. In the same week.
Yeah.
So they did a, there's a website called theringer.com. I'll give them a plug for this.
Sure.
They did five amazing quotes from every William Goldman, or five William Goldman movies that he's known for forever.
Right.
Okay. And I'll give you number five. It's from the movie Wild Card. Have you ever seen this movie?
No, I've never seen Wild Card.
Came out in 2015. Dying ain't so bad. At least I'll be out of Vegas.
All right. Cool.
All right. So that's number one.
Uh-huh.
Or number five. Number four is the one we just played you. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Right.
Number three is Marathon Man, which they made a joke about this movie in Naked Gun.
Right.
Is it safe?
Right.
Right. Remember in Naked Gun before the guy did the dental work? Number two, All the President's Men, 1976. And the quote from that movie is, follow the money.
Right.
Which is huge.
That's a great one.
And then the number one, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid from 1969. Sorry. I won't watch you die. There you go. Those are the top five lines from the greatest movies that William Goldman has done. And I got to be honest, all five, classics.
Mm.
So
I have to see All the President's Men again. I saw it a long time ago.
Very, 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 very good movie. Many, many, many.
Oh,
many,
God.
Many, many, many.
Oh, God.
I can't Commandant
Lassard.
Can't not say that. But so this guy.
Oh, you can.
Well, that's a good point. This guy obviously is, would you say he's American treasure?
Sure. Sure. And, you know, one of, if you know me, you know that I work as a producer in podcasts and all that. And one of the shows I produce is the Sports Reporters podcast. And Mike Lupica, who I work with and is a famous, famous, famous sports writer, columnist, he, an author of, you know, young adult books, everything, sports novels, what have you, biographies. He was friends with William Goldman.
Wow.
So he, you know, I don't want to say he took the loss like hard, but
of course,
you know, because I can't speak for him, but I know he was, you know, upset by it. Mm-hmm. But just the things that he would say and the way he looked up to William Goldman, it's just like there's a great tribute that he put out, and I think it's in the Boston Herald or the Boston Globe. I can't remember, but it's on social media. If you look up Mike Lupica and just type in the name William Goldman, you'll find it.
As you wish.
As you wish. Right.
Remembering William Goldman.
Yep.
Storyteller, mentor, friend. I mean, pretty amazing. And you know what? Mike Lupica, obviously great writer.
Oh, sure.
If you're going to know anybody and anybody's going to write your, what do they call that?
Your epitaph.
Epitaph. Yeah, yep. Nice. Nice job.
Look
at the big brain on Lou. But if anybody's going to write your epitaph, it better be somebody that knows how to use a pen and a thesaurus and a
Someone who knows how to put a comma in the right spot.
That's a good point. I love those shirts that it says, Grandma came over, we ate Grandma or whatever it is. You know, it's all about where to put the comma.
Sure, of course.
I'm screwing that up, but you get where I'm talking
about.
Well,
I used to love Animaniacs. I used to watch Animaniacs, and they used to have Good Idea, Bad Idea.
Yes.
Playing catch with Pop, and there's a picture of the kid throwing the ball, and then playing catch with Pop, and then throwing their grandfather back and forth.
So good. I love Animaniacs.
Oh, God.
It is such an amazing show. Even now.
I could drive you nuts with just one thing and one thing only from that show.
Talk to me.
If you're ever on YouTube, just type in Animaniacs Schnitzelbank.
Okay. I'll check it out.
You will be singing that song the rest of the day. One of my buddies, he's a former NHL defenseman. His name's Jamie Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
I put this on Twitter one day, and I said, all I said was, you are being warned. If you click this link, you will not get this song out of your head the rest of the day. 4 or 5 hours later, I get a text message. You son of a bitch. I hit that link, and now I can't stop singing it.
That's amazing.
Schnitzelbank. Very funny song. It's the German friendship song, according to the Animaniacs. The Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot.
It's amazing.
Great show.
Let's get back to your boy over here.
Who's my boy?
Your boy, William Goldman.
Oh, okay.
Or as they say, Bill Goldman.
Bill.
I mean,
Hello, just
for him to come up with the movie The Princess Bride.
Oh,
forget,
great movie.
Forget everything else.
Yep.
Forget everything else that this man has ever done. And just take The Princess Bride at what it was.
Inconceivable.
Yeah. When you were a kid, you grew up on this movie, right?
Yeah, of course. Andre the Giant was in it, of course.
But that's what I'm saying. For him to get all this amazing cast, and a lot of them were unknowns.
Yeah.
You know, the woman
Robin Wright.
The woman who
before
played,
she became Jenny.
That's what I'm saying. But like
Forrest Gump. Even
Robin Wright,
yep.
The beautiful young Robin Wright, and she's gorgeous now as a 45-year-old woman or whatever. She's in the Netflix series.
She was also in Wonder Woman. She plays the aunt.
That's exactly correct. But what Netflix series is she in now?
House of Cards. House of Lies. Which I
gotta be honest with you. She's in that movie or in that show, and in the second season, I think she has an affair with a guy about the artist. Have you seen the show?
No, but you just got my attention.
I'm telling you, she flirts with an affair with an artist.
Got
and
it.
I gotta be honest, she got me wanting to get a piece of Robin Wright at her age,
because
she is, not to mention, extremely talented, but just gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Classically beautiful.
Love it.
But I mean, just look at the movie from a kid's eyes is all I can look at it. And you
It's Peter Falk reading to Fred Savage.
Peter Falk reading to Fred Savage, number one. So you have Columbo reading
to Kevin Arnold.
Kevin fucking Arnold. That's that number one. That could be the whole movie right there.
And Andre the Giant's in it.
Right.
And Billy Crystal's in it.
Yep.
And Cary Elwes is in it.
Right.
And was it Wallace Shawn?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That
him,
and
right?
Christopher Guest.
Yep.
Plays one of the evil guys.
Yep.
But I just the star power alone is fantastic. But if we all know, it doesn't matter who you have. It matters about the script. It matters about the story. It matters about capturing the imagination of the watcher, of the reader.
Sure.
And that's what this guy did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I watched that movie. I think I was like 7 years old or whenever it came out, 1987. I watched that movie. To this day, I could sit there and watch that movie.
Oh, absolutely. Every time it comes on, I stop and watch it.
Every single time.
That and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original, with Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. I love that man. Obviously, I'm quoting a different movie, Romancing the Stone. But Gene Wilder turned out to be one of my favorite actors of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But getting back to our boy Bill, I mean, just the amount of amazing things that this man did with his life makes me so jealous and makes me sit there and go, what am I doing with my life? And don't get me wrong.
It's like a Twisted Sister video.
Right. I've had a great life. You've had a great life. You've enjoyed what you do. I enjoyed what I do.
You met a beautiful woman. Yeah, I guess.
Listen, you met a beautiful woman.
Oh,
you
that's true.
But
yes.
I'm saying, think about the accomplishments.
Enjoying
you've
what
had.
I'm doing? Yeah, I guess.
For now.
For now.
But like, look at what you've done previous. You've had a pretty successful career.
I've had a good run.
Right. But we're both 30 to 40 years old. And this
closer
guy,
to 30.
Closer to 30. But it's like, look at it. This guy did so much amazing things. It gets me pumped for like the second part of my third part of my life, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, I could come up with the next Princess Bride. I could come up with the next thing that's going to be in the lexicon of somebody else's life forever.
Yeah. This podcast
could be the next greatest thing in the world.
That's right. Oh, no.
I just dislike that so much.
All right.
But look at this guy who can come up with these amazing things. And it's just like, I'm in awe of this guy.
It just sucks when guys like Stan Lee and William Goldman die because the creativity level takes a hit.
Right.
It definitely does. I don't care how old they were. The creativity level takes a hit and we have no one to replace them.
I would agree. And you look.
No one yet, anyway, to replace them.
No one yet. But it's like you look at all of the movies that are being rebooted now. Obviously, that's a sensitive subject to your heart.
Terrible.
But
these movies don't need to be rebooted.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You can't.
This movie is timeless. If you put it in the movie theater tomorrow, this place will be sold out for the next 12 weeks.
Obviously. But you couldn't recast this movie. You couldn't. We can have The Rock as Fezzik. Come on. Come on. But that's what
Jason Segel should be Fezzik.
Right.
Because well, he does a very good impression of Andre the Giant.
That's a very good
If you
point.
Saw I Love You, Man.
Mm-hmm. He's a very talented guy. I love that guy. Yeah, he could do anything.
I like Jason Segel.
I like him a lot.
Saw Jason Segel. I went to go years ago when we worked at Sirius. We had connections over at Letterman. Mm-hmm. And I made a phone call one day and said, look, U2 is going to be the house band for the week. I said, I don't care what night it is. I just have to be at one of the shows. This person was nice enough. First night I was in, Jason Segel was on one of the guests.
He is a super talent. And it's amazing to me because, you know, he started helming the Muppets. He did that Muppet movie.
Yeah.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Yeah.
I got to be honest, I don't think anybody else could do that.
Probably not.
Because he's such a fucking huge talent. Okay, fine. So we just found a man that's alive now that could be this guy's simpatico.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same point.
All right.
But at the same point, he's only come up with one movie. Jason Segel.
Right.
I mean, he didn't write I Love You, Man, right? That was...
I don't think so. Was it Apatow?
Thank you. Judd Apatow. That's Judd Apatow. But good on Apatow for realizing how good of an actor he is. Because
well, Paul Rudd's great in that movie, too.
Paul Rudd's great, but I think Paul Rudd's a little one note.
That's what he's supposed to be.
I agree.
He's supposed to be... In that movie, he's supposed to be vanilla, milquetoast. I think he's different in a lot of movies he plays.
I would disagree with you.
You think so?
I love Paul Rudd, but I'm just... The reason why I think Paul Rudd is very successful is because he is Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
There's no acting for him.
Mm.
I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm not saying that. But to me, the reason why I think he's successful is because he is who he is. He doesn't try and do anything. Like him being fucking Ant-Man is Paul Rudd is Ant-Man.
Right.
Robert Downey Jr. is Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
As Iron Man. Right. And it just works. You know,
he's very Tony. He's very Starkish.
But that's what I'm trying to
say.
He just assumes the role, and you're like, all right, I could totally see that. Okay. Whereas you couldn't see Paul Rudd being fucking Sherlock Holmes. No, you can't.
Okay, good point.
But
Robert
Downey.
I'm going to do that now just to annoy the hell out of
it's
you.
It's okay. You're beautiful. But Robert Downey being Sherlock Holmes, he puts on his acting chops.
Right.
And he's Robert.
I mean,
and
the guy played Charlie Chaplin, for Christ's sake. He was good at it, too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You look at Benedict Cumberbatch. He's Sherlock Holmes.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
But you look at Benedict Cumberbatch playing, who is he, the superhero?
Oh, God, I can't remember the name.
Doctor Strange.
Is it Doctor Strange? Yeah.
You look at Benedict Cumberbatch being Doctor Strange.
Say his name again.
Doctor Strange.
No,
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
You look at Benedict Cumberbatch, cocksucker. You look at Benedict Cumberbatch being
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yeah. And it's totally different.
Yeah.
But you look at Ant-Man and you look at I Love You, Man. It's the same fucking movie. It's the same fucking movie.
Ant-Man meets I Love You, Man.
That's
a good
movie.
Mashup.
Seriously, if there were signs on the side of the road with Ant-Man like billboards,
oh God,
it'd be the same fucking
Pistol
movie.
Pistol Pete.
It'd be the same fucking movie.
Peter Klavan.
But that only proves that this guy, Bill, is amazing. And we all should celebrate William Bill Goldman.
I might have to watch.
He's just unbelievable.
I might have to watch Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid when I get home today.
Yeah. I don't know.
I might have to torture the wife. We're watching it.
You got to do it. Looking at this guy and looking at how many things he's done, and it's just so amazing.
Because now is right now on television, it is the worst time for all men.
It's fucking terrible.
On television. Do you know why?
Because it's all women shit.
No.
This Is Us is like...
No. What I'm talking about is...
Talk to me.
The Hallmark Channel is nothing but Christmas movies, and my wife wants to watch them 24/7.
First of all, I would kill myself, because it's the Hallmark Channel.
She's going to find me, I'm like, you know... But, with like a Christmas tree ornament stuck in my brain. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Then there's another channel that does... Christmas movies now too, right?
It's a Hallmark channel. Hallmark and We? I don't know if they even...
Yeah, it's We.
Exist.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't even know if We
Hallmark
even exists
Hallmark and We.
Anymore.
But I mean, I was looking at it the other day. They're playing Christmas things now till Christmas.
Yeah, I know. That's what I like about the day of Thanksgiving. I like Christmas movies. I love Christmas music. I want the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to finish.
Right.
Santa comes down. Now it's Thanksgiving, but the start of Christmas season.
Okay.
Then... inundate me with every Christmas ornament, Christmas commercial, Christmas music, everything. I don't care. I love it.
I just, you know, as of last week, every commercial now has jingle bells.
I know. I just don't want to see it in October. I want to see this.
They've been doing it in June.
I know.
Or the bars that have Christmas in July.
Hallmark Channel does that too. It's Christmas in July. All of our Christmas. I'm like, no. You know what else drives me crazy?
Put
and
a
I know
fork
this is
in
like,
my heart.
I know it sounds stupid.
when bands, musicians, groups, whatever, when they record a Christmas album.
Oh, I don't mind that.
And they record it in June.
Oh, well, that's homeless.
That's the thing that drives homeless. You. Look, I understand. You want to make sure that it's recorded and mixed and mastered and ready to go for Christmas. But there's just times where it's like, you know, like I enjoy going to concerts too, like right around Christmas time, because I like when bands just pull like a Christmas song out of their ass. Where, like, they're on stage and they're like, hey, hold on one second. And then here comes Bon Jovi playing, you know, Please Come Home for Christmas. Here comes Bruce Springsteen. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Here's U2 singing, you know, Baby Come Home for Christmas or whatever. Christmas, Baby Christmas, Please Come Home, you know, whatever. But my God, it's like Mariah Carey, who was just up in these studios the other day.
That's a good point.
She records a Christmas album in July, but what did she do? Turns the air conditioners way up, makes it really cold. Side up, you know, make it feel Christmassy.
But I mean, you got to admit, she has one of the best Christmas songs of all time.
Oh, sure. It's annoying because it's
out. It is annoying, but I mean, it's in your heart.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
You also got to look at it this way. I look at things like, you know, things that Mariah Carey has done are going to live forever. Obviously, especially that song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 20 years from now, All I Want for Christmas.
I don't know. The way things are going, Christmas might be outlawed. No, I'm kidding.
That's a good point. You never know.
You never know. The town that's the year of there was no Christmas. That's an actual movie, I think.
Yeah,
I think it right? Exactly. All right. Anyway, I'm done.
I just like this William Goldman guy.
I digress.
And I just think that every, you know, looking. You look back at people's lives and you see what they've done with them and you see all the amazing things that he was able to accomplish. Just unbelievable.
Oh, it's nuts.
And then for him to die, you know, everybody gets cancer now. He passed away from colon cancer. Just very sad. Very sad. Very, very sad.
It is.
That being said, never too early to test for colon cancer. If you're 40 years old, you need to get, you know, you need to go in there. You need to get diagnosed.
Yeah.
It's never too early. You know, it's never too early. What is it? Never too late to learn to read. Never too early to get colon checked. That's what they say.
If that's your motto.
That's what they say. That's what they tell the kids.
Yep.
But this guy, William Goldman, will live on forever. His movies will live on forever.
Getting old and getting sick and people who have brilliant minds and they're leaving us, it just sucks. You had to deal with it with Stan Lee, like I said earlier, and now you have to do it with William Goldman. It's just a bummer on so many levels. And that's really the only thing you could say. It's just a bummer. But thankfully, like we talked about once before, when a musician passes away, you have their music. When Elvis died, at least we still have their music. They've left us something. They've left us a piece of them that'll live on forever. So that's you know, the one good thing.
That's a great point.
Or one way that you can cope with someone of that magnitude leaving.
Mm-hmm. And I will leave you with one of the greatest scenes that we think from The Princess Bride. Obviously, rest in peace, William Goldman. Right?
What are you gonna
say? I was gonna say something.
You know what, Robin? We've said it all.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Here is one of the greatest scenes from The Princess Bride that we will leave you with.
You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this: never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
This is Florida.
Sniff coke with a goat, then shove it up your butt for later.
This is Florida.
Hook up with your brother, have a baby looking like a gator.
This is Florida.
It's a gunshot, they get shot by the hooker, should have paid her.
This is Florida.
Grandma got crabs from the sex party with her neighbors.
This is Florida.
This is Florida.
Oh, that is some nasty shit.
Louis, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you ever brought your lunch to work?
Of course. Who hasn't?
And then while you're at work, go in the bathroom, come out naked, and eat your lunch?
No, never have done that.
You really never have done that?
Never done that.
Well, Lou, you gotta try.
I don't think I've ever really, like, eaten anything, like, naked.
Really?
I mean, maybe grabbing, like, a piece of toast on the way to, like, out of the shower to the bedroom to get changed.
Right, but, like, you don't, like, traipse around your house naked or anything like that?
Not really, no. Really? No, I enjoy naked time just as much as the next person, but I just don't frolic in my apartment naked.
Well, I'm a frolicker. But
my wife loves being naked.
Well,
I don't know
why. That's what I'm trying to say.
Some women just love, some guys love being naked too, but I know my wife just like can strut around the apartment. And I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong.
It's a regular Shangri-La at your house.
Oh yeah. Sodom and Gomorrah at my house, more like it.
So the reason why we're talking about naked people walking around is because where is this? St. Petersburg, Florida.
It's in Florida.
guy drives his bike or rides his bicycle to a restaurant right around the corner from his house, drives around the restaurant for like 10 minutes, essentially scoping the place out.
I know.
And then breaks in through like a back door and then goes in, starts eating chicken wings, having a beer. Like imagine breaking into your favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
But like think about this.
They don't make Chi-Chi's anymore though.
Chi-Chi's is fantastic.
I'm kidding. I love Chi-Chi's. Oh my goodness.
They give you the free chips and the whole thing. But think about it this way, like
most Mexican restaurants do that though.
Well, it's the good ones.
Yes.
But think about it this way, like this guy literally made his own food. He made chicken wings. He knew where the chicken wings were. He put it in the fryer. He like had to, there was no like chef cooking for him. He cooked for himself with chicken wings and then he poured himself a beer. And then, talk to me.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
But then he has the fucking audacity to bring his own lunch. Like he brought ramen freaking noodles.
Did you read the story?
Yes, I did.
You sure?
It says he started with chicken wings and a beer and a burglar.
It went
downhill from there.
You did not read the article fully. Christopher.
What happened?
Read the directions. Okay. A St. Petersburg police officer was investigating a November 6th break-in at the Chatway restaurant, reviewing surveillance video that shows the burglar devouring a plate of chicken wings and enjoying a beer inside the kitchen. But then the officer stumbled across another incident from the night before.
Got it.
This is on two separate occasions.
Okay.
The video shows a man riding his bike, as you said, up to the restaurant,
right,
pedaling around the parking lot for 10 minutes, then slipping through the back gate.
Mm-hmm.
We've all slipped through the back gate every
on
once
occasion,
in a while.
You know, yep, with permission, sometimes.
Right, of course. Right. After wandering around for a bit, he opens a door to a shed for storing odds and ends.
Of course.
He removes them one by one.
As one does.
He then gains access to a restaurant bathroom and exits without his clothes. Now the naked guy.
Now naked.
The ramen naked eating guy.
The naked guy.
He proceeds to sit naked at one of the restaurant's picnic tables and digs into a meal he brought with him. Marichan instant lunch ramen.
Uh-huh. Which is like poor college kids' food.
The video also shows him playing the bongos.
The bongos, I saw that, yeah. So, I'm surprised he's not jerking off, to be honest.
Well.
Like, why wouldn't you jerk?
You know
why
what,
wouldn't you just celebrate
I don't
at that
know.
Point?
Some people have, I guess, weird fetishes. I don't know what the hell this is about. This could have been a bad trip. This could have been...
Good point. Maybe he doesn't shit where he eats.
You never know. Yeah, he might not do that, you know. But, I mean, he ended up... Let's see. Let me see here. Now, his goal was just to hang at the chow. Oh, but what about the first guy? Police are still trying to catch him. He enjoyed the plate of chicken wings and some beer and stole an estimated $500 worth of stuff, including cash tips, a laptop, a tablet, and a... See, now, if the naked guy gets caught for trespassing, I waive that. I waive that charge and say, dude, you weren't here hurting anybody. I know you wanted to just have your ramen naked.
Yeah, he brought his own ramen.
You know,
but this guy that stole food and cash, that's the bad guy.
That is the bad guy.
This naked guy playing the bongos, he's kumbaya all day long. He should just probably do it at his own place.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
What?
Let's see. Grand Union. let's see.
The Red Dot Special.
Was I caught or was I not caught?
If you stole something, you got away with it.
Nah, not really.
That's
not true. Yeah. Okay, so several times I have gotten caught. Several times I have gotten or have not gotten caught.
Mm-hmm.
The time I will tell you is the Grand Union. I'm 16 years old. I'm 17. I just get my license.
Right.
I'm like a pig in shit. I'm super happy. First place I ever go to get when I got my license was I went to get bagels at a bagel place around the corner from me. I was like, I thought it was God's gift. The next week, I'm like, Mom, let me borrow the car. She's like, all right. I go to Grand Union. I go through the whole entire thing. I get to the checkout counter. I pay for my items. And there's this guy at the end of the checkout counter. Big, big black menacing guy, right? And I'm like, oh, you know, somebody must be in trouble because he looks like he's like fucking issue face. And he goes, do you pay for those? And I'm like, of course I did. He goes, what about the ones in your pocket? And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I went, like, before the razors were, like, a hot thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, the replaceable razors.
Are you the reason they're now behind the plastic case, you bastard?
That's me. So what happened was he pulled me into the produce section, and he had my mom come and get me. Turns out he works in Newark, New Jersey, working with disadvantaged children.
Oh, boy.
And I'm in Manalapan fucking fairyland town. And, you know, I don't have to pay for shit. My parents support me, you know. And he's like, dude, there are kids that are strung out on crack by your age. Like, come on. Like, I work with these disadvantaged children, and they need things, and they, you know, and you are this privileged fucking person, and you're stealing. Why are you stealing?
Oh, my God.
So thank God I had him, because he was like salt of the earth. He saw I was like a nice kid. You know, he saw I wasn't like a fucking junkie or jerk off or anything like that.
Wow.
But, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, back then. But it was like, I learned my lesson, and I just didn't get caught again.
Oh, God.
It's what it is, man. It's what happens.
You know, I can honestly say
that you've never stolen anything in your life.
You know what?
See, I don't believe you.
But it's weird, because it's not like I stole something important. I remember once, like, on a dare, stealing like a piece of gum from like a candy store.
That's something.
I was probably in like third or fourth grade, and I never went back in that candy store ever again, because I swear to God, I think the guy knew. But it was like honestly
like a 5 cent candy.
A little plastic clear wrapper with like a purple suck on candy in there.
Amazing.
But I do remember like working places and taking stuff.
Of course. You gotta.
Working.
If you work someplace, you have the green light. Excuse me. You have the green light to do that.
Well, I just remember working in a hardware store, and it's the funniest thing. I just remember working in a hardware store, and they used to have a soda machine. So when I would go to lunch, I would just grab a soda from the rack, not realizing, like, you know, oh, these are to go into the machine that we're to make money on and all that.
Right.
So that was pretty much the extent of my stealing. But I never went into, like, a Grand Union or a Pathmark callback to the Pathmark guy dying.
I used to work. I'll put it to you this way. This is how fucking Ocean's 11 that I get. I used to work at a very popular food chain, which is still in existence.
ShopRite.
And
can I guess? Come on, if I guess, you have to tell me.
I don't know. I'm never going to say yes or no.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Wegmans.
There's one very close to you. Long story short.
Wegmans.
No. So long story short, I'm going to say no every single one. So long story short, I worked there.
Walmart.
I worked there for about 3 years. I was in the produce
section. Why won't you say? No, hold on. Why won't you say?
They can come after me. I'm like fucking confessing to a crime over here.
Stop it.
If you knew how much shit that I stole.
There's one near me. Superfood Town.
Anyway.
I just saw the face. He just made the face. It's Superfood Town.
No.
Chris Libertini, Superfood Town.
So anyway.
Wait a minute. Turn your mic off for 20 seconds.
So anyway, I worked at this place, and my friend worked in the milk, the dairy section.
The dairy section, okay.
And my buddy had a senior prom, and I would do something called returns. When old ladies come up to the thing, and they're like, I didn't want this piece of meat, and they take the meat off their cart,
sure,
and they hand it to the... So that gets put in a bin called returns. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I hate to say it. I stood behind a lady who did that the other night. That could be one of the most annoying things.
Dude, sometimes you don't have enough money to pay for all your shit.
No, but here's my problem, okay? No. I don't think it's that. And look, I understand when you hit a certain age, you're probably on a fixed income, and I get it. My grandmother's older. My grandparents, they used to shop this way. I get it. I don't remember seeing them do this, but I just know it drives me up a wall when someone goes through the shopping. They put everything in their cart. Mm-hmm. They see something they want to buy. They buy it. And all of a sudden, they ring it up. And it's, that wasn't the price.
Well.
That wasn't the price.
Mean, yeah.
And then it was, oh, no, this was this. You grab this one. It's this. Then right. I don't want that for $1.79. And that's then it's it. Like, really?
But, I mean, listen, that's what happens. So, you know.
So go ahead. Your friend
once,
in the dairy.
But once that happens, they put it in a returns cart. And then they pick whoever's not busy. Or they say, hey, Lou, you want to go on returns? Now, usually this is a very menial job. But I saw this as an opportunity to rob the store blind, because you're going on quote-unquote returns. So I would go shopping. I would put something back and pick something up. And then I would go into the dairy department where my buddy had his car. We would back up the car to the fucking gate, and we would put, I got to be honest with you, easily over $2,000 worth of shit in there. Easily.
Wow.
Over the course of time. But easily $2,000, because they have a section where if they have Yankees t-shirts, Mets t-shirts,
okay.
shampoo.
Got it.
I'm telling you, anything in that fucking store that wasn't tied down was in the back seat of my friend's car.
Jeez.
And then...
What'd you do? Like Goodfellas? It came in the front door. We pulled it out the back.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even being funny to you. They did it so much. We did it so much that they must have seen their shrinkage increase that they put cameras all around the store.
Shrinkage?
That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
So
I was in the pool.
That's what it, right, exactly. But the whole deal is that it was so, it was such a crazy fucking life because I would just
it
walk
sounds
in.
It.
I would just walk in and we would steal.
I hope your mother doesn't listen to this podcast.
She probably knows. She saw it every fucking day. I would come.
Chris, where'd we get this Thanksgiving turkey from? Don't worry about it, Mom.
She was just at the point where it was like, okay, you know, like, you know, the mailman would come and deliver the mail and it was like Goodfellas. Join us for another episode of This Is Florida.
Woo!
Right? Yeah. We'll see you soon. Trayvante, take us out, baby.
Oh, you nasty.
We'll see you Monday, right? No, we'll see you Wednesday. When do we do this podcast?
What?
Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yeah.
We will see you Wednesday with another episode of Pop Culture Meltdown.
Pop Culture Meltdown.
If you'd like to email the show, email popculturemeltdown@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at popculturemeltdown. The voice of Pop Culture Meltdown is Dan Kelly, voice talent and one of the best human beings on the planet. For bookings, go to dankellyvo.com. Special thanks to myself, producer Laura Ponte, our graphic designer Ricky Soto, Tim Einkel with OG, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Rudsky. This has been Pop Culture Meltdown with your hosts, Chris Libertini and Lou Pellegrino.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.